No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I got rising superstar Trapland Pat in the building. How you feeling?
Yo, I'm feeling real good today. I woke up on the right side of the bed, so I'm feeling good. I'm turned up.
For sure. Hey, I have a question. Where's Gus's world famous fried chicken?
Right down the street. I don't really know. I used the Google Maps anyway. Oh. It was right around the corner.
I never heard of it. So I was actually just wondering. I'm like, is that like a fried chicken spot that I don't know about? Did you bring the cup from Florida?
I don't know. Somebody told me Gus is a spot. When you get to Cali, you got to go to Gus. It got the best chicken.
I never heard of Gus. That's interesting. We got Dave's Hot Chicken. It's very, very popular.
I got to check that out.
We got to tap you in with Dave.
Yeah, I like chicken.
For sure. Is fried chicken like a big thing in Florida as well?
Hell yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm making sure.
Fried chicken's a big thing.
So many of the places I've lived, like when I lived in Brooklyn, that was it.
What is it, like pizza in Brooklyn?
Yeah, but I'm saying like the local like fried chicken spot was like cracking every night.
It was good. Never heard of chicken in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah. It was great, but it was also like, it's just mad people there. Like you gotta be really careful going there and shit. I would hear about crazy shit happening.
Over chicken.
Well, maybe not even over chicken, but that's just where everybody ended up. So that's just where it went down at.
Oh, shit.
You ate that for breakfast, though?
Yeah, I ate it for breakfast.
How much respect?
It's like, I'm Haitian. Like, we usually eat, like, dinner for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm fucked up in the head. I can only eat, like, eggs for breakfast.
Not really a fan of eggs, really.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really like eggs like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I'm going to bring you around. I'm going to have somebody whip you up some eggs.
Yeah. Pancakes, probably.
Pancakes are good, but I mean, if I'm getting going in the morning, bro, I need some protein.
I forgot eggs got protein in them.
Oh, it's like all protein.
Everything?
Pretty much. Let me ask you this. What, you talk about being Haitian a lot. Can you tell me about the sort of culture of being Haitian growing up in Florida and everything? Because you hear so many rappers sort of talk about it, but I feel like a lot of the fans probably don't really know what that's all about.
Haitians really struggle in South Florida, like in school too, like because you know they're behind, they're not really on point with the English, and some teachers really like don't really slow down to help the kids. They're not really like up to date, so yeah, they really struggle. And, you know, it's harder to get jobs over there.
Really?
You got to be able to talk. So yeah, they go through it over there.
That's interesting. Do you think that Kodak has made it a lot cooler to be Haitian? And not even just him, but there's a lot of other rappers that came since him?
Yeah, they all play a role. All of the Haitians that came before me, they all play a role. They paved the way people could follow, and they just, like, broke barriers.
But did you grow up thinking that you being Haitian was actually a bad thing, or did you just believe that other people were treating you like it was a bad thing?
I always realized that other people was treating me like it was a bad thing because I always went to Haiti with my parents, like, I always went back to see how the culture was and how they really have, like, real love for you and shit. So it was never, like, it was a problem with me. They just weren't able to see the good in me or whatever at the time.
Interesting. So you were going overseas with your parents from a young age, seeing that?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
What was your thoughts on it?
At first, I didn't like going because you always got to go talk to a whole bunch of family members that I don't really like seeing. But I understood that while I'm seeing them, like, they really had love for me, and, like, they'll do whatever for me. So I realized that it was just culture, and it was stuff that I have to always do.
It's tough for a kid to, like, understand the importance of family, you know?
Yeah. Not everybody has family, so some people can't even see it that way. But
right.
All my family's over there. I don't really have family in the U.S. at all.
Really? Mm. So what were your parents doing when you were a kid growing up?
They were, my dad was a banquet captain at Donald Trump's hotel in Palm Beach. And my mom was a licensed practical nurse, so.
Okay, so what was your upbringing like? Like, you know, a lot of people, I mean, for me, I wonder about, like, what it's like to be a young kid growing up in Florida these days.
Kind of crazy. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in Florida. But where I stayed at in Florida, I stayed in Deerfield, so it was like, we're branched off. So it's not like we live the same way everybody else live. Stuff's different over there. We don't have too many clubs, too many stores. There's not too much stuff going on. So I really just focused on sports a lot. But on my side of town, just making money, going to work, and just handling business.
Right.
That's really what it was.
What kind of jobs do you have? And from what age?
I never had a job.
Oh, okay.
I tried to, but they never hired me.
So what kind of work would you be doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Shit. All type of stuff. But I was really focused on sports.
Right.
So I didn't really get my hands too much in making money, but I liked money, though.
Your whole time through high school and shit, you were just pretty much focused on the sports thing?
Mm-hmm. Sports. When I had free time, I was really trying to make it. Like, I was really trying to make it D-Wood, all of that.
Right.
Just like, that shit was just crazy.
And then you went to college where?
Indiana. It was a small school close to Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
Very small school. I did real good. I converted the DB. In high school, I played wide receiver. Then I converted to cornerback.
Okay.
I had number five over there. I almost played both sides over there, man. Really? Offense and defense. For real. I ended up having number one. Then when I came down for spring break, I got into some trouble. Felonies.
Yeah, I heard. What situation was that? What did you actually get charged with?
It was like possession with intent. It was some shit. I think it was like seven charges.
Uh-huh.
That shit was just crazy. Wrong place, wrong time. It was a whole bunch of charges, like.
But it was like a robbery type thing with a gun, or?
No, it wasn't no robbery.
It was some shit where somebody had a gun on him and you got rubbed up on it?
No, it wasn't like that, but when I had done got out, I went right back in. Then I got out, I went right back in. It was like remedial. And then it was to the point where like my mom, my brother, like, man, you might have to hang it up, man. She was a different route. It was like, shit was getting tough.
What, so like you got arrested and then you got out and got arrested like very soon after?
Soon, a couple weeks.
Really?
Again, it was like, I started losing hope, but you know, I ain't showing that I'm losing hope. I'm just like, I got this, man. But yeah, bro, everybody, with my brother, my dad, they were telling me, man, you need to just go get a job. And I heard that, I was like, damn, they giving up on me this fast? This over me getting locked up like three times, but I was just like.
But the school wasn't fucking with you because of the?
Oh, yeah. They don't care. As soon as they find out you get arrested, you might well not even come back.
Right.
For real, like, it was like, I hung the jersey up as soon as I bonded out the first time.
So did that fuck you up in terms of like, oh, I worked on this for my whole life trying to get good at this one thing?
Yeah. That shit fucked me up. I had a tattoo and all football, like with a heartbeat going through my arm right here.
Wow.
I really like football for real, but it was like, now it's like, because I done found another route. But at the time, I was like, I got to find me something to do.
Right.
I don't know what I'm finna be. Rapper or plug, whatever. I don't know. I gotta get paid for real money.
The plug option was right in front of your face. Like it seemed like a very real option.
Yeah. Cause I tried to work for somebody, but I never got hired. So in my head, I was like, man, see, I can't even get a job. So I'll never work for nobody.
Right.
So that's what I put in my head. I was like, I have people working for me.
Definitely. So, okay. Had you already been recording, like, even when you were in college and all that stuff?
Yeah, I was already making music in, like, 11th grade. I was already making music.
Mm-hmm.
But when I seen that situation happen, I really took it more. I went more full throttle into the music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Did you
take this rapping serious?
You have anybody around you that was, like, an influence in terms of the music that was putting you on game or telling you how to record and all that kind of stuff?
I wouldn't say that. I learned everything by myself, though. I kept going to the studio. I treated the studio like it was practice.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was going to the studio a lot. I always book sessions any time of day by myself. It don't matter. It don't got to be nobody with me. I'll just go. But it's an engineer that always recorded me, that always used to, like, always tell me, like, certain things. He used to give me pointers and stuff.
Right.
Because I guess he used to rap, too.
Nobody ever uses the word practice to describe recording, but I mean, that's really what it is, because, you know, if you're expecting like your first five songs to be the song that's going to blow you up, it's pretty unlikely. Like you got to just really put the time in. Doing it over and over and over, mm-hmm, will make you so much better at music.
So much better.
Definitely. So this engineer was like giving you a lot of advice, or
yeah,
helping you get, what kind of stuff was he advising you on?
Still around now, like punching in and stuff, like dubbing, ad-libs and stuff. I used to struggle with ad-libs. Like, I couldn't do it. I don't know. I used to just have a brain freeze when it's time to ad-lib, and I'd just be like, just forget about it. I don't do ad-libs.
When you see people doing funny-ass ad-libs, it's the best.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Right. But okay, so that sort of like got you going in the right direction. Then when did you start to actually see some success from it?
When I started having fun with it, I think I was being like, I used to try to make too much sense. And nowadays in music, like, you don't really gotta do that. You just gotta make sure you rhyme the beat or relaying the message. You don't gotta make it too complex, like keep it basic. Once I started thinking like that, like I was too narrow-minded, I guess. When I started thinking like that, I was able to like write music more faster with ease. I used to spend too long writing songs. Now I just get them out the way faster, like 30 minutes, 20 minutes.
But do you ever revisit them and like work on the lyrics or anything like that?
By the time I'm done writing them, I already know the songs by head. Like I'll memorize the whole song already. Like every song I ever recorded, I know them by head.
You do?
Every song. I don't know. That's how my brain works. I'll just remember it.
You gotta wonder when that's gonna, like, when you'll make enough songs that'll start to, like, wear away. Because, like, you know, I've done enough interviews at this point that sometimes I'll be, like, looking at somebody and thinking, like, did I interview them? Like, I honestly can't remember. Like, because it's, like, you know, it'll be a couple years and I won't really, like, think about it that much afterwards. And it kind of disappears from my brain.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, I got to record more then. That's okay.
Yeah, if you record more, you probably have a harder time remembering the shit. But okay, so had you been focused on like putting out videos and everything like that from the beginning?
Yeah, but like I was doing everything by myself, so like gotta make sure I got money to get the song recorded, mix and master, then get the cameraman, buy the outfit, get the rental car for the video. But I was doing it, it was straight. I was able to do all of that by myself. So yeah, I think I put out like 15 videos before I became part of Being Good. But I was in like a 2-year span.
Right.
It was all right.
So how did Fredo find out about you?
I been met him at a, he was at a video shoot. I still got that photo on my page. It was like 2 years ago.
What video?
Damn.
Or what artist it was?
I don't know. Wait, it wasn't even, it was a feature. He was doing a feature.
With like a local rapper? Somebody
with a local
even know?
Rapper.
Okay.
Yeah, he was doing a feature with a local rapper. And I was just there, and I just took a picture, quick little picture. I talked to him, and then somebody from his team reached out to me in November. And ever since then, man, we clicked up, and we just been making noise.
Right.
Like for real, real noise.
Once he got involved, though, did the shit start to take off more?
Yeah, it did. He started. He bring a nice cameraman to me, Jolo. Shot by Jolo, man, fire.
Really?
Never even heard of him before he brought him to me. I've been shooting with him. I've just been going crazy. That man is just fire. My lyrics and the way he uses his transitions and effects in the videos is perfect.
Word. What made you want to sign to Fredo, though? What did you feel like he was bringing to the table that would actually make your career start moving faster?
I always got a good feeling from him. And one of my homeboys, Matt Mizzle, he always was a fan of him. He used to tell me, man, you see that man, bro? You could take notes from him. You don't see how humble he is? People be talking down, and he still don't even bother him. He still gets stuff done, all this stuff. Still drop hits.
Yeah, I'm a huge Fredo fan, for the record. And I like his personality a lot. Like he seems like the kind of person I could actually hang out with, like, long term, which is a lot of rappers I really like that I really could not say that about. But he's, like, sober, mature. You know?
His demeanor.
Yeah. How come you guys haven't put a video yet? You just waiting for the right one?
Yeah. Got some heat on the way, man. It's about to be a crazy summer, man.
So just music, or have you guys already, like, shot videos together and shit?
All type of stuff. I just don't want to. All type of things coming.
Did he ever have a conversation with you like that? Like, because, you know, it's super normal for a rapper to sign another rapper and then they just start dropping mad songs together. Did he ever have a conversation like, we're going to get you popping on your own and then we can put out some music together? Because I feel like maybe he wanted you to sort of stand on your own.
That's what I wanted to do anyway.
Okay.
I didn't want to just get on and, oh, let's do this song, let's do that. No, I wanted to set my own foundation now, get my views up, get my subscribers up, and then when we merge, it's something bigger than if we merged earlier.
Definitely.
So either way, we probably was already on the same page, but I wasn't looking to just do a whole bunch of songs without me putting any work first.
Right. Mm-hmm. Has he, have you actually like recorded in the studio with him?
Not yet.
Not yet. That'd be interesting to see what that chemistry like.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
For sure. Do you feel like when you sign with Fredo that there's like certain people that you're like not allowed to associate with after that in terms of beef or people not getting along?
Shit. Well, yeah, I'm for Exit 41, though.
Huh?
Oh, you talking about... What you talking about? I swear I just blinked out. I thought you asked me where I'm from.
Oh, no. I was asking if with Fredo, like, is it like an understanding that you, like, there's a bunch of people that you can't be around because you're with him and he's got issues with certain people?
Oh, yeah. I'm with Bane Biz.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with Bane Biz. I fuck with Bane Biz.
Right.
Yeah, I fuck with Bane Biz.
For sure. Okay, so who were you listening to that sort of like got you into making music in the first place, whether it's like big artists or local artists?
I was listening to a lot of people, bro. A wide variety of people. Polo G, Roddy, Future, Thug, like Lud Fo, Chief Keef, Kodak, a lot of people. Like, when you around me, you're going to hear a whole bunch of people. You're not just going to hear one artist. You'll be like, damn, how many different artists you listen to?
Mm.
I don't never, like, let my music stay on one type of like, vibe, I guess. I like a whole different type of vibe. So I listen to a whole lot of people. Plies, BG, Soulja Slim,
Eazy-E,
Ice Cube.
Eazy-E. How old are you?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
22. Yeah.
Okay. How'd you get into the more old school shit? You do your homework, you dig in?
I got an older brother. He loves music. He's a Wayne fan.
Wayne fan. There was like a whole generation there where every young rapper was like just a huge soldier of Lil Wayne. And as I get older, that becomes less and less of a thing. And Wayne becomes more of like an old school rapper that the new generation is not as tapped in with.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Okay.
My brother made sure I knew all about that shit. Drake, too, my bad. I forgot to say Drake. I fuck with Drake.
Gotta shout out Drake. He'd be mad as hell if he wasn't brought up in this interview.
Man, I fuck with Drake.
He's at home.
Scorpio just like me, too.
Oh, really? You're into that stuff?
I wouldn't say into it, but I guess they use broad things to make people agree on certain shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Girls always ask me, like, what sign are you? And then I said Sagittarius, and they're like, of course.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what the fuck does that shit mean?
You a Sag?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I fuck with Sagittarius, though.
Thank you. We all appreciate it. Okay, one thing I noticed, no guns in the videos for the most part. Every fucking kid is putting hella guns in the videos these days. What made you not get in on that?
I can't imagine having to get picked up for some shit that happened in my video or some shit, and I'm like, damn. Cause once they come to get you, I mean, they already got what they need.
I mean, there's somebody I can think of, a very famous rapper, who right now is looking like he's about to do 10 years because they took the fucking music director guy's memory card and he had fucking pictures of him with all these blickies and he is on fucking probation and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, like that shit really fucks me up to see, because it's like, it's one thing if you get pulled over and they find the stick, whatever. It's another thing if fucking you did it to yourself, you know, put it on tape. Yeah. But did you ever, you never did it? You never did a video with guns?
I did it.
You did it before?
I did it. I ain't gonna say I did. But I'm not on that no more.
Nobody gave you like a reality check? Is it because of the felony shit?
Somebody was been telling me what I was doing, and it was like, I was like younger and kind of like fried. Like, I didn't care what nobody said.
Mm.
Just talking about, bro. I do what I want.
Yeah.
But now that I look at it, it's like, tripping. Can't really be living like that.
But then people get to a certain point and they start doing all the fake guns in the videos, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll probably get Nerf guns and shit, water guns.
That's a good idea. Just represent it.
Yeah.
I feel it. I noticed you are smoking a Backwood. Is this a daily occurrence for you?
Yeah, I fuck with Backwoods.
You don't do anything else? Because you were asking me when you came in, you're like, you only smoke Raws? Like, we fuck with the Raws, but we smoke a lot of Woods, too.
Woods, Grabba. Y'all don't get Grabba out here, do y'all?
I don't know if you can buy it out here, but I see people having it a lot, but I'm not sure if they have to, like, get it from other places.
I smoke this or Grabba. That's the only thing you'll probably see. I'll probably smoke Raws, but I wouldn't be the one rolling it. I don't even know how to roll Raws.
Really?
I never really rolled Raws.
My fingers are too big. I'm terrible at fucking rolling joints. Or I just don't like the way that I do it. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I've been smoking since, like, sixth grade, man.
Really? You think it's fucked you up?
No. It gave me a different view of life.
A little bit more laid back?
Yeah, coming to school high as fucking middle school. Nobody knew what's going on.
There's a lot of things that are a lot better in life when you're high.
Hell yeah.
Now that I got a kid, playing with the kid when you're fucking high as hell is it's the best.
Everything's more funnier now.
Yeah, it's easier to like slow down and get in the moment and just enjoy yourself, you know?
It is.
Definitely.
I ain't gonna lie.
I noticed that you recently did a whole video in the snow, which I thought was pretty funny because I know that you growing up in Florida, you never seen snow. Was that your first time around it?
No, when I was in Indiana, I seen it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that was my first time playing in it because around that time, I ain't like the cold, but I wanted to shoot it there. We was in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing out there?
Just swinging through. I just finished shooting a video in Orlando with Cutter Reese.
Seen that.
We were like, man, let's go shoot a video in Nashville. And everybody was down, and we were like, all right, let's just go straight to Nashville.
Right.
We just shot.
Definitely. What's going on with all the beef in Florida, man? It's fucking crazy right now. The whole world's paying attention. What do you think of it?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Where I'm from, there's stuff going on, though, but, like, I'll probably just say, like, generation shifting, man. Like, shit's just getting more out of hand. Nobody really cares anymore. Like, people careless now. Everybody on drugs. It's really everybody on drugs, too, that nobody got tolerance anymore, so nobody's not trying to tolerate anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a lot of people who feel like their come up is going to be doing a song where they shit on somebody's dead homies. That's like the new wave.
That shit crazy.
You don't get into all that?
No, I don't really get into that. I don't want to attract that type of energy, though.
Right.
When you rapping about it, like, that's the type of stuff that's going to be coming your way, though. But, like, you know, I just be trying to stay on a positive scale. I don't really try to get too negative, though, unless I really got to.
Right. But does it ever feel like people are paying attention to the dude who's doing the most fuck shit and, like, getting into the most shenanigans?
Oh, yeah, you can get attention like that.
Right.
Yeah,
it
works. Yeah? Yeah, it works. That's just not the route I would have taken.
Right.
I'm thinking longevity. I would have lasted long. I want people to remember me by my music, not by how I was dissing.
Definitely. Do you feel like the videos, like, I feel like you first went viral, at least in part, because the thumbnail had you doing the crazy-ass eye thing. True or false?
Hell yeah, that thumbnail was crazy. My manager, Diana, like, she picked the thumbnail. I ain't know nothing about thumbnails. Like,
that's a big deal.
Like, man, this thumbnail for the video about to be crazy. And I'm like, what's the thumbnail? Like, I just load up the video and just post it. I never really picked the thumbnail. She showed me that shit. I'm like, damn, that shit look crazy.
Right.
Like, you see the veins coming out my neck and it's just...
If you don't know who you are and you see that thumbnail, you could definitely be like, I gotta know what this guy's on. It looks like he just fucking took some meth to the face or something, bro.
Hey, like that boy booted. That boy.
It's very, like, it looks like a movie poster or something. Like, you're the serial killer from the movie or something. I don't know.
Yeah. That shit epic right there.
But are you scared you can't, like, rely on the eye thing for every thumbnail now? You can't. It's going to be too predictable.
Too obvious. I hate being predictable.
Can you do it for us right now, though?
Yeah.
We need that for the thumbnail for sure. Okay, so how has your life changed since you dropped that big business video?
Oh shit.
That's where it took off, right?
It's been doing good, you know. I'm still working though. I don't look at it as just I just look at it as a stepping stone. Okay, we're going up the ladder now. Still, we still got to climb some more. We don't want to get too complacent. Stay Definitely. Stuck in one spot. So, what's the next move? What's the next move? Never thinking on, oh, that was a, okay, you could dwell on the past, but not too much, though.
Right.
That's how I see it.
For sure. How do you feel about TikTok? Are you on there? Are your songs popping off on there?
I really used to do Trillis, so I'm not really too in tune with TikTok, but I'm finna start getting more active on
You're that. Really in the streets if you're on Triller instead of TikTok. I respect that.
Yeah, but I'm finna get into TikTok for sure, though. But I see it's nice, though. I like how people could be able to, like, market their music through other people doing videos.
It right. helps. Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. I noticed you just did a song with Spot 'Em Got 'Em, and he basically, like, exploded off of TikTok. So that was just, like, massively helpful in terms of his career.
That shit's going crazy. He's going global with that shit right there.
Right.
Everybody's going it was only a matter of time.
But does it ever cross your mind when you're making music, like, is this shit gonna blow on TikTok or not?
Oh yeah, I didn't used to think like that, but I used to hear people saying, you gotta think about making a TikTok song. Jolo was telling me that shit, man. You gotta make some shit for TikTok, man. I'm like, damn, you right, that catchy shit. Like, yeah.
It's like you gotta have something weird about the beat, some sort of, like, lighthearted type thing to
some
the beat.
Lighthearted, something that's just catchy, some shit you want to hear back to back, like, damn. This shit's just stuck in your head.
I wanted to ask you this, is how much impact did X have on the community, because you are from Broward County and stuff, and I know that from my perspective, I've always been like, bro, there's like two gods of rap music in Florida. It's Kodak and X for that era, you know? And I always felt like kind of weird, like they don't really overlap that much, you know? Like they see each other, but it's like two kind of separate worlds in Florida. True or false? And just speak on, did X have an impact on you at all?
On me, not really, but that's because I didn't know him like that, but I had friends that knew him. He had diehard fans in Broward County.
Oh, yeah.
Diehard fans, like, people really looked up to him, and he motivated them, and for real. Those people that was depressed, and they was like, man, X fixed me, man. I used to hear that.
I remember going out there for his funeral, and it really felt like there was, like, a dark cloud over the whole city. Like, everybody was feeling it, even if they didn't know him. Fucking normal-ass cab drivers were, like, asking me about it and shit. That was a very strange time.
That boy had diehard fans. They still streaming shit.
Oh, yeah. Nonstop. So, okay, from your perspective, what do you have to do to make your career reach the next level? Like, what are you focused on right now?
Because I got to just be more consistent. I wasn't too consistent back then. As I go back and listen to my old music, it was all right. The delivery was good, but I don't need it to be good. I need it to be great. When you deliver your verse and everything has to be in tune. And as I make more music, I'm getting better. I'm hearing progress. Record a lot, man. I go to the studio every day.
That's cool you have that attitude, because a lot of people, their attitude is basically like, I've been making music for 6 months and my music is the best and whatever.
Yeah, I don't really look at it like that. I'm pretty humble when it comes to music.
You know what's cool about your existence is that, like, I have a friend named Pat. I just started calling him Trapland Pat. And it's kind of funny because he's like a little white kid. He's like obviously not from the trap or anything, but it's a good nickname. I don't know how long we're gonna stick with it, but
yeah, Chatland. You go call him Chatland every time you see him.
I kind of like it. You remember Pat from Saturday Night Live? You're probably about 20 years too young for this.
Yeah, I'm probably too young.
It actually sounds really controversial when I think about explaining it at this point in my life too. Maybe we'll just leave that one.
What year that was?
You gotta watch that movie for me and check back in.
All right,
Pat.
You.
It's basically about a person that they can't tell if it's a guy or a girl. And he or she is really funny the whole movie. Not that this relates to you at all. I'm quite sure you're a man.
What's the name of?
Pat.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that's your comment.
For sure.
I got you. I'm gonna go check it out.
There's a lot of young jits watching this right now who are like, what the fuck is Pat? Okay. I appreciate you coming on, man.
Jesus.
Anything else we need to talk about? Anything we should address?
Well, I already said something about when I just came in, but man, my mixtape just dropped through the door. Going crazy right now. Crazy thing going everywhere, global. Check me out.
For sure. Trapland Pat, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe, and hit up nojumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you, man.